News. I'm Tom Otto.
Good morning, Toronto. Michael S. Cooper, Radio Fiasco, well underway. It's Friday, just ahead of a long weekend, and with us is Dick Bartley, here and in brilliant audio. It's 7:37. We are Key 590.
Michael S. Cooper, Key 590.
Drum roll, please, for... Well, I'll take it for Dick Bartley, who's in the studio now.
Don't you love that stereo?
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
AM stereo.
Saxophones over here and strings over there. I like it.
Dick Bartley is with us. Of course, the rock and roll oldie show from Canada's Wonderland, Key 590 Day this Saturday. Dick rolling the tunes. We have a big barbecue and bake sale.
Mm-hmm.
Ribs and chicken. It's going to be a lot of fun. Join us if you can. We have tickets to give away later on this morning. And a pair of tickets to see Buddy Holly story at the Royal Alex Theater. A live wake-up call coming up shortly. Dick, what do you think of Toronto?
I think it's a great city, beautiful, fun, great shopping. They conveniently put me at a hotel that's about a block away from that section of Yonge Street where all the record stores are.
I heard this story. Yeah. I heard the story. Here's Dick in a nice city, and he's just having the time of his life. The first thing he does is go to a record store.
I do. All of them, from vinyl to CDs.
I couldn't believe it. Yep. All the sights and sounds of Toronto. Right to a record store.
Well, that's why I went to the top of the CN Tower, so I could spot them all, circle them on the map, and go shopping, you know.
What a guy.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you, you're a better man than me. I sure wouldn't. But it's of course, this is your living, though, isn't it? Come to think of it.
That's it.
It's 7:42 and 15 degrees and rain today, but it will be fine for tomorrow for the big dance, the Rock and Roll Oldie Show from Wonderland. With traffic update from Lynn.
Earlier problems westbound on the 401 approaching Morningside. Look for a delay. That accident westbound 401. When collectors around Markham Road have been cleared off to the side. You may still find that a bit slow. Stalled vehicle northbound on the Don Valley Parkway north of Lawrence. We're told the right lane there is blocked. Earlier problems northbound on the 404 north of Shepherd. Look for a delay. Had a report of some debris on the ramp from the southbound parkway to the westbound Gardner. Just take it easy through there. An earlier accident East Queenie east of Highway 10. Problems reported to us eastbound on the 403 approaching Mississauga Road. And an earlier accident northbound on the 427 around Dixon. The rest of it lighter than usual but slow because of the weather. Some accidents on the surface eastbound on Steeles east of Jane and eastbound on Shepherd at Sentinel. The Key 590 Traffic Center line is 361-1151. If you have a traffic tip, give me a call. My number again, 361-1151. Cloudy and warm with showers today at 743.
Beyond the roar of the lion, the glare of the lights, and the smile of the clown, the Shrine Circus is an achievement like no other event. There's much more than exciting family entertainment. It represents the efforts and concerns of the Shriners of Toronto, who have dedicated their services for over a centenary of caring. Please support the 1990 Shrine Circus. It truly is an amazing achievement. See the Shrine Circus today and tomorrow at the Town Center in Newmarket. Tickets available at the Town Center.
You can make light or roll a turby, new age disco and rap. But don't make light or rock and roll, cause I like it like that. The best of the best. Ooh.
Great taste of Amstel Light.
Amstel Light, you don't make bad taste.
Now with the surprise adventures of Captain Buck Sabre and his space robot Scotty Dog, Retail.
Arf! What is it, Retail?
Captain, we're picking up huge red spheroidal bodies on the scanner. Arf!
You mean like round?
Arf!
So what are they, Retail?
Look for the bright red balloons at Eaton's three-day surprise sale this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 10 to 20% off selected regular priced items, 10 to 50% off clearance items, half-price star-struck specials.
They're balloons, Buck, and they're trying to take us somewhere.
Eaton's, we are Canada's department store.
It's exactly 7:45. One of our listeners has requested a wake-up call, the Key 590 McDonald's live wake-up call. Hundreds and hundreds of people have requested to be woke up at various times of the day, morning, afternoon, evenings. These are shift workers. Let's phone them live. We have no idea what their names are. We just have phone numbers. And if we phone you live on the radio at your request, then you win some great prizes. Today, a pair of tickets to see Buddy, the Buddy Holly story at the Royal Alex Theater.
Hi, Greg Hancock here, sort of. Actually, Actually, I'm not really here, but you can get a hold of me on my pager.
Please, have my machine call your machine. Right.
Our machine is calling his machine. Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I wonder if he can hear us. I wonder if he just has it on. But why would he put that on not to be disturbed?
Pick up. Oh, no.
Wow, there's our radio first. Welcome to live radio. You're calling another one, Duke? Are you? Okay, we're going to call another one. He just missed out on a plethora of prizes.
Including tickets for that Buddy Holly story. I'd love to see that. Is that a stage musical?
Yes, it's wonderful. It's at the Royal Alex, and it's got rave reviews, apparently. Yeah. John Donaghy went the other night, said it was marvelous. Well, let's see if we get another machine or a real person. Good morning.
Good morning.
You sound like I just woke you up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's the point, because this is Mike Cooper at Key 590. This is your McDonald's wake-up call.
Oh, good.
Oh, yes. Well, a happy camper first thing in the morning. Are you by yourself this morning?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, I just wondered. I just, was trying to get a visual picture of you this morning. Just for allowing us to call you for your wake-up call, Dick Bartley, who is here with us now.
Hiya.
Hi.
Have you looked out the window and seen the beautiful sunshiny day?
No, but I can hear it.
Well, you can hear the beautiful sun.
It's
going to
be a nice
day.
Surprise when you look out.
Yeah.
I hear it raining.
Yeah, it is raining.
You caught us.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you say, Duke? Do you have a request we could play for you first thing this morning, just to get you really moving?
We'd never do that, but if we could play a song for you.
Got an all-time...
What would you really like?
I know it's difficult to think this time of the morning, and I apologize for that, but...
Well, no, it wouldn't be a mover shaker.
Doesn't matter.
It would be the Beatles Yesterday.
Ooh, good idea.
Well, I'm sure we don't have that around here. But
no.
If we could play that for you, we really would to get you going.
Just for allowing us to wake you this morning, I have a pair of tickets for you to see Buddy, the Buddy Holly story at the Royal Alex Theater.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. And no charge just for allowing us to wake you up this morning.
That's terrific.
Are you alive and well now?
I'm alive and well.
And you're smiling?
Smiling.
Wake up and smell the coffee.
Yeah. The long weekend's ahead. Have a great day, and thank you for allowing us to call you.
Thanks.
Have a great morning.
You too.
Here's your song to get you up. The Beatles and Yesterday on Key 590 with Coop and Dick Bartley.
Yesterday.
Good time, classic hits in your ear this morning. This is Michael S. Cooper. Good morning, and crew at 7:49. With us is Dick Bartley of the Dick Bartley Rock and Roll Oldies Show.
Ba-da-da. Did you know that song Yesterday was composed under the title Scrambled Eggs?
Oh, of course. I'm a disc jockey.
I love
I'm a paid
that.
Professional. I'm a morning man, Dick.
Do you hum that in Scrambled Eggs?
Was it really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I knew that.
Did you?
Yeah,
they had the music, apparently, for quite some time before they came up with the words, so they just,
Yeah, me and Dick.
It was supposed
like
to be
this.
Scrambled eggs. Was it really supposed to be scrambled
no,
eggs?
No, that was just the words they used.
Oh, I see.
Until they figured out the real words.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I remember vaguely now. It's coming back. That brain cell is regenerating, yeah. Congratulating Terry Barkell. Terry Barkell, we woke her up, and boy, she's in a pretty good mood.
And
woke
she
up.
Has great taste in music, I might
yes.
add.
Yes, a pair of tickets to see Buddy, the Buddy Holly story at the Royal Alex from the Key and McDonald's, and we thank you for allowing us to wake you up this morning. It's 7:50 with traffic. Here's Lynn Thomas.
It's pretty slow just about everywhere in the city this morning, but lighter than usual, if that makes any sense. An earlier accident westbound on the 401 approaching Morningside, westbound 401 collectors. That accident around Markham Road has been cleared up. You may find it just a bit slow through there. Northbound on the parkway had a report of a stalled vehicle in the right lane north of Lawrence. It is slow. Much earlier problems north 404 north of Shepherd. Look for a delay. Had a report of some debris on the ramp from the South Parkway to the West Gardner. Just be careful through there. And one of our callers telling us about an accident eastbound on Highway 2 approaching Lake Ridge Road. That, of course, is in Whitby. Look for a delay. Queenie Gardner, not all that bad overall. It is busy through Mississauga Road to around Highway 10. Earlier problems there. Heavy again into the Spadina construction. Much earlier accident northbound on the 427 around Dixon. You'll find it very heavy westbound on the lakeshore through Cherry and Parliament Streets. It's down to a single lane there for construction. Cloudy and warm with showers all day at 7:52.
Good morning from the Cooper crew. Dick Bartley is with us. He'll be at Canada's Wonderland this Saturday. It's Key 590 day for the Rock and Roll Oldie Show. If you would like a request, as Dick often does on his radio program, it's syndicated.
From time to time.
300 and plus radio stations pick up his radio program. We'd like to hear from you this morning, 8722-539. If you have a special request, we'll put you on the radio. You can talk to Dick Bartley, make a request. If there's a special memory involved with that song, please let us know.
And they're calling. All right, hotlines are open now.
And the lines are open now.
They're calling.
8722-539. Good morning, Toronto. Rain, but it won't rain tomorrow. It's now 16 degrees.
I'm Carl Stenson for Sheridan Nurseries with a summer patio sale you're going to love. We know you'll love it because it's our once-a-year event where you can save up to 50% on all the things that make for great patios and decks, including up to 50% savings on our floor models. And right now, during our summer patio event, you'll save up to 25% on new furniture, like Groflex resin, height aluminum, even Summerwood Western Red Cedar. You'll also find a huge array of patio accessories, all 20 to 50% off. And our no-hassle guarantee promises that the furniture you buy will give you years of worry-free enjoyment. Don't miss Sheridan's Summer Patio Event. It's on now.
Every Sunday, we put out the most complete information package available anywhere in Toronto.
Mike Burke Gaffney, Sunday Sun editor.
And we'll deliver it right to your door. It's convenient, and right now, it's cheaper than the newsstand. Talk about delivering good news.
Wake up to the Sunday Sun right on your doorstep. For a limited time, you can save up to 23% with home delivery. Just call 947-2111 for details. Home delivery of the Sunday Sun. One more reason we're a tough little paper to put down.
For 52 weeks of convenient Sunday Sun home delivery at 23% off the newsstand price, simply call 947-2111.
It's called The Joint, and he must have been in and out of it 1,000 times before. That made him Mr. Repeat Offender. Even though he knew they fried in that place. That's right, they fried. Fried burgers, fried chicken. But now, he's back again, inside the joint. The burger joint. Man, he could get better food in prison.
Get off burgers. Go straight to the Jade Garden Restaurant for authentic dim sum at 222 Spadina in the new Chinatown Center.
Waking you up with Coop and the crew from the key.
Let's go to the phones and talk to a listener that would like to talk to Dick Bartley. Good morning. Who am I talking to?
Good morning, Mike. This is Terry out in Scarborough.
Hi, Terry. How are you?
Just fine.
Dick Bartley. Terry, Dick Bartley.
How do you do? How do you do?
You have a special song request this morning we could help you with?
Sure. I'd love to hear Soul Deep by the Box Tops.
Any special reason for that song? Is there a memory for you, or you just happen to like the song?
Just happen to like it. I think it's the best thing they ever did, the Box Tops, that is.
I couldn't agree with you more. That was a Memphis band. Alex Chilton was only about 15 or 16 years old when The Letter became a hit, and then 2 years later they had this record, Soul Deep, which is so far superior to anything they did, and yet it charted not as well. You know, and one thing, Terry, I want you to listen very carefully for. About three-quarters of the way through, the lead singer is going to go,
Nah,
Soul Deep, the Box Tops.
All that I don't know much.
Toronto's Good Time Classic Hits. Good morning, Toronto. This is Key 590 and some help from Dick Bartley this morning. You wouldn't believe the phones. It looks like we've won a free game at pinball this morning.
I should have known you bid me farewell.
It's exactly 8 o'clock, and now with Key 590 News, here is Tom Otto.
Thank you, Mike, and good morning. We've got a cloudy one today, scattered showers, thunder showers, a high of 27. We might see the odd shower again late tomorrow, but other than that, the weekend looks partly sunny. At Harborfront, it's 15 degrees. Northbound Parkway north of Lawrence, slow going. Lynn Thomas has traffic details after the news. Independent truckers in Ontario have not shut down as many border crossings as had earlier been indicated. So far, rigs are only parked at the Ambassador Bridge in Windsor. About a dozen joined in this morning in Fort Erie. It's apparently not causing problems to regular motorists. One spokesman for the truckers says the whole thing may be called off for the weekend now that the federal transport minister has agreed to attend another meeting tomorrow to talk about their concerns involving unfair competition from American truckers. Despite the nasty weather conditions this morning, Metro Police say they will go ahead with their search in the Morningside Park area of Scarborough in the Elizabeth Bain investigation. They're looking for one item in particular now. Seems a keychain belonging to the woman is gone. It's about the only thing missing from her car that was found abandoned 1 week ago today. Fingerprints and blood found in the car are still being tested. Elizabeth Liu's mom has decided not to gamble against the odds. The family will continue to wait and see if a perfect bone marrow match can be found. A Taiwanese donor tested a 90% match, but doctors warned Elizabeth would only stand a 10% chance of survival with that kind of a transplant, so her mom has now said no to that idea. Our MPPs head home today to prepare for what's expected to be a September election. They drew the curtain on the spring session last night after passing a bunch of bills, including the new no-fault auto insurance deal, changes to workplace safety laws, and a new Police Services Act. As we hear from Keith Cox at Queen's Park, the Liberals are boasting big gains while the others disagree.
The three major pieces of legislation may be the highlight of the spring session for the government, but the opposition parties, predictably, are unimpressed. NDP leader Bob Rae.
I don't see any great achievements coming out of this session.
Tory leader Mike Harris agrees, saying little has been accomplished for Ontarians. Premier David Peterson, though, says he's heard all that before.
The opposition doesn't come up with any new criticisms. The same old stuff all the time.
But regardless of one's political affiliation, it's obvious the session was productive in laying the Liberal groundwork for the next election, expected later this year. The session produced a balanced budget and a string of election-style announcements. All that's left to do now is board the campaign buses.
The province today will ask the Ontario Court of Appeal to keep the current Sunday shopping law in effect until a decision on its appeal of the ruling that struck that law down last week is heard. It's an attempt to head off wide-open Sunday shopping this summer. Peel Regional Council has voted not to join the appeal, saying it's had enough of this battle. The region has been fighting a losing legal war for several months now, trying to get injunctions stopping grocery chains from opening. A commission may yet decide the future of Quebec and ultimately Canada. Robert Bourassa wants a nonpartisan commission made up of labor, business, and social groups, as well as politicians, to head up an investigation into future options. Under his idea, the commission would begin its work this fall and have a proposal ready by next March. Number of the usual things to keep in mind heading into a long weekend. This one's a little bit different since the official holiday is Sunday. Most places are using Monday as the stat. When most retail, grocery, beer, liquor stores close the doors tomorrow night, they will stay that way till Tuesday morning. Government offices and services take Monday off. A lot of events planned for Canada's 123rd birthday. Your best bet is to check the Toronto Star first section this morning. They've got a great list in there. Key 590 News Time, 8:03. Lynn Thomas has the latest in traffic.
You may still find it pretty slow westbound on the 401 approaching Morningside, a much earlier accident there. We've had a report of a stalled vehicle westbound on the 401 in the Collectors approaching Kennedy. That may be slowing things down. Also, another report of another stalled vehicle northbound on the Don Valley Parkway north of Lawrence. As a result of that, it is very slow northbound and southbound on the parkway to north of Lawrence. Some debris in the right lane on the ramp from the South Parkway to the West Gardiner. Look for a delay through there. Eastbound on Highway 2 approaching Lake Ridge, that is in Whitby, an earlier accident. Other than that, major routes around the city are slow because of the weather conditions, but a lot lighter than usual. It is busy on the Queenie Gardner through Mississauga Road over to east of Highway 10 and again through the Spadina construction. Westbound on the Lakeshore down to a single lane between Cherry and Parliament Streets, also because of construction, and that's busy. Cloudy and warm with showers today. It's 8:04. Chris is next with Key Sports.
If you've never been to the Caribbean, then sail to McDonald's with me. Take a dip in three new sauces. Such taste will set you free. McNuggets, Caribbean Festival, Paradise Pineapple, Island Honey Mustard, Satay Peanut.
Come into McDonald's and try them today. You could win one of 15 Club Med vacations with your family of four.
You know the one. McDonald's. McNuggets, Caribbean Festival. Folks and fun.
The incomparable Shirley MacLaine is coming to the O'Keefe Center. From her sold-out one-woman show on Broadway, it's Shirley MacLaine Live. Winner of 5 Emmys and the Academy Award for Terms of Endearment. Shirley MacLaine in her all-singing, all-dancing musical review out there tonight. Don't miss a rare opportunity to see Shirley MacLaine Live. Eight sensational shows, July 10th to 15th, live at the O'Keefe Center. Tickets on sale now at the box office or call Ticketmaster 872-2262 to charge. Sponsored by CHCH and the Globe and Mail.
Good morning, this is Chris Mayberry, Key 590 Sports. Out came the brooms after the Red Sox finished their sweep of the Blue Jays last night at Fenway Park. Boston won this one 4-3 despite two home runs off Roger Clemens by Fred McGriff. That was it for the offense, though, although Greg Myers almost scored the tying run in the sixth. He was out on a play at the plate. Boston got a run in the first on a questionable Wade Boggs home run. It appeared appeared to have hit the top of the wall. They added three in the fifth off Todd Stottlemyre, two on Mike Greenwell's base hit. Now the Jays come home to face merely the Oakland Athletics. Dave Stewart pitches against John Cerruti tonight. Oakland is 2 percentage points back of Chicago in the West. Both were idle yesterday. The Expos lost to the Cubs again 3-2 in the afternoon at Wrigley and find themselves in third place today. Half a game back of the Mets. They won their fifth straight. No, they didn't. They won their 10th straight, 5-4 over Cincinnati. Pittsburgh has a one-game lead on New York. They lost 5-1 to the Cardinals in St. Louis. The Argos didn't waste any time. A hurry-up offense against the Hamilton rookies met a long night for the scoreboard ops at Skydome last night. Toronto won the exhibition 60-19. Out in Vancouver, the BC Lions came from behind to beat Edmonton 24-23. The Maple Leafs have acquired Greg Johnson from the Boston Bruins in part of a complex deal. Toronto gave up Ty Domi and Mark LaForest. They, though, are off to the New York Rangers. New York gave up Chris Nyland to Boston. Canadian Soccer League, the Blizzard beat London 1-0. At Wimbledon yesterday, Yvonne Lendl and Stefan Edberg won in men's play, and in women's action, Martina Navratilova and Gabriella Sabatini advanced. Kathy Johnson has a two-shot lead after the first round of the LPGA Du Maurier Classic. That's going on near Kitchener. It's 8:06. Key weather is next.
You're invited to the preview of one of our biggest sales of the year. Sears Warehouse sale starts next week, but we're kicking it off this Friday and Saturday with incredible two-day-only buys. You can get the jump on store-wide savings and super values at all our retail stores this Friday and Saturday. And remember, we're counting down our fantastic deferred payment offer that ends this weekend. Join us this Friday and Saturday for Sears' amazing two-day sale, where you get your money's worth and more.
Summer has so many sounds that we all look forward to.
Okay, let's go, everybody. Into the car.
And one we can do without. This message is brought to you by Midas, the exhaust specialists. If you don't want to add your noisy muffler to the sounds of summer, make sure we hear from you. Nobody tops the Top Guns. Nobody.
For brake, exhaust, and suspension service you can trust, visit Midas at one of 30 locations in the Toronto area.
Now from the Key Weather Center, here's Altitude Lou McNally.
Tom, we are looking for mostly cloudy skies as the main feature today. Scattered showers, thunder showers will continue off and on. Mostly off, but they'll be around right on into the night. Temperatures dropping back down to the teens. Tomorrow and for Sunday, partly sunny skies. With the risk of a widely scattered afternoon or evening shower or thunder shower, looks like clouds come rolling back in on Monday. In the Key Weather Center, that's the way it looks from here.
At Harbor Front, it's 15 degrees. That is 59 Fahrenheit. For Key 590 News, I'm Tom Otto.
Good morning, Toronto. This is Michael S. Cooper and special guest Dick Bartley in the studio. And this is Hour 9 of another day of No Repeat Classic Hit Oldies. 9 minutes after 8 o'clock, if you have a request, give us a shout, 8722-539. Dick Bartley, you were mentioning on this song by Bob Seger, who played on this record with Bob?
Well, Glenn Frey of the Eagles was a Detroit kid, much influenced by Bob Seger. And if you listen very carefully in the background vocals,
you're going to hear him.
Wow. Bob Seger System, Ramblin' Gamblin' Man on Key 590. Toronto's Good Time Classic Hits. We are Key 590 with the Bob Seger System and Ramblin' Gamblin' Man, one of my all-time favorite songs.
That's a rowdy tune,
isn't it?
Great.
And when it came out, it was so radical, it just stuck out on the radio. And I said, yeah, give me a copy.
Why is there not a Greatest Hits collection out on Bob Seger?
I thought there was. There, you would know.
An anthology. He's one of the major artists that they've never done a Greatest Hits package on.
That's true, too. Apparently, he's back in the saddle again.
Lynn, will you get to work on that right
away? I will. Check I'll give him a call.
And thank a coffee, you. Lynn, by the way.
I'll call Bob Seger. You get the coffee. How's that?
Yep.
That's the way it works.
It's 11 after 8 o'clock. Good morning, Toronto. It's 15 degrees. And rain and showers and thunderstorms this morning and into this afternoon. High today of 27 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy and scattered showers. Return tapering off, though, for tomorrow, which will start with sunshine. Then you just don't want to know about the rest of the day. Sunday and holiday Monday, partly sunny, high of 27 degrees. With an update in traffic, here's Lynn Thomas.
Westbound on the 401, an earlier stalled vehicle in the collectors approaching Kennedy. Look for a delay, an earlier stalled vehicle northbound on the parkway north of Lawrence. You may find that slow. There was some debris in the right lane. Just be careful. It's on the ramp from the South Parkway to the westbound Gardner. Other than that, route routes around the city are slow because of the rain, but they are lighter than usual. Westbound Lakeshore down to a single lane this morning, Cherry over to Parliament, and that is heavy going. Key 590 traffic for McDonald's. You could win up to $1 million in McDonald's Dick Tracy Crime Stopper game. It's on now. Details at participating McDonald's. Cloudy and warm with showers all day. It's 8:12.
Now, a Molson Indy profile brought to you by Yokohama.
Yoko Motion. It's a feeling of reliability, of control over every curve the pavement throws your way. And it comes with over 70 years of engineering excellence behind it. Get into Yokomotion with Yokohama Performance Radials.
Whether you race your Indy in a family sedan, sports car, light truck, or van, Yokohama gives you the edge in handling and long-lasting traction. Visit a dealer near you soon and be a winner with Yokohama Performance Radials. Now you've got control.
It was a bit of a controversy at the Indy 500 this year when tire blisters ruined the day for a number of drivers. But one of the victims, Al Unser Jr., admits teams were overinflating those tires. He said the weather played a factor, too.
It was just a fact of very minimum running time there at the Speedway during the month of May because of the rain and all that. And so... And it was really the hottest day of the month was race day.
And those tire woes meant another frustrating day at the Speedway for Little Al. With a Molson Indy profile, I'm Chris Mayberry.
Getting together with the neighbors to build a fence, come to Brandon Forest Products for your wood. Guaranteed pressure-treated wood and low factory-direct prices. Then you'll have the neighborhood singing.
Oh, we're just a bunch of neighbors, and we know we don't sing that good. But we save some money, and we're having a barley. Get to Brandon for our wood.
Buy direct and save at Brandon Forest Products. Look in the yellow pages under lumber. Brandon, pressure-treated wood, no pressure prices.
When you listen to what some real estate organizations have to offer, you might be a little surprised. But at RE/MAX, you'll only find agents who are full-time top professionals. They understand your needs and are dedicated to selling your home. So list with confidence. List with the top producers at RE/MAX. Fact is, RE/MAX's top producers sell more real estate than any other organization in Canada. We're number one. Why not call us first?
Key 590 Toronto, it's 8:14. We're here with Vic Bartley, and it's time for do-it-yourself traffic. If you're on the cruise this morning, have a cellular and don't get to use it very often. We'd like to hear from you and report on the traffic this morning. We'll throw in a free oil and lube job for you. Our number, 8722-539. Key 590 Toronto, it's time for do-it-yourself traffic as we go to the highways and byways of our lives. These are our listeners reporting on traffic, and honestly, who can do it better other than our own Lynn Thomas? We have the Slimy Limey on the telephone line. Good morning, Slime.
I can almost do it better.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I know.
Lose the accent, Slimy. You know, it's not funny anymore. You know, it was quaint there earlier, but where are you from originally?
Originally, well, I'm from a place called Leicester, which is about, I don't know, 100 miles north of London.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then you must be an old rock and roll fan with some of the songs and some of the groups that came out of England.
That's right.
Woo. All-time favorite group in the world is?
My Beatles.
Ooh, and, of course...
My Beatles, you
said. Oh, yeah, My Beatles.
Okay, yeah. Slimy.
Now, what song would you like us to play for you?
Well, I'll tell you the song I'd really like to play. It's Might As Well Rain Until September by Carole King.
Carole King, of course. Well, we'll try and get it on for you, Slime. How's the traffic look to you this morning?
It's pretty good at the moment. My car just head out of Georgetown.
Yeah.
And I'm going down Highway 7 towards Norvell.
And how's it look to you this morning?
Terrific.
Ooh, clear sailing.
Yep, I'll give it a 9.
All right, I appreciate the call. Hopefully we can get your request on.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye.
That's the Slimy Limey. Let's go to Glenn in Mississauga. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Mike.
Where are you exactly, Glenn, or do we know?
Well, we're not sure. I turned left. I think I'm in a park. I'm in a... It looks like a car wash.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But who knows?
So you're stopped and you're getting rained on, is the story in Mississauga this morning. Glenn,
yeah.
Where are you exactly?
Actually, right now I'm on Kennedy Road. I'm just turning on a map, and it's a little wet, but not too bad now.
And rating the traffic 1 to 10 right there, you'd give it
a 5.
Glenn, you're all right. Thanks for the call, bud.
Bye-bye.
G'day. We got Tilly on the Tilly phone. Good morning, Till.
Good morning, Mr. Mike.
Do you have a request that maybe we can play for you this morning?
Yeah, could you either play... Tilly Loves Me or Tilly Go Loop De Loop?
Tilly Go Loop De Loop.
You know something, Mike? Good news.
What's that, sir?
This is my last broadcast.
Your last broadcast?
Yeah.
Where are we going, Tilly?
I'm going to Europe.
No! How long?
My time is up and my time has been served. I'm gone for 7 weeks.
Have you been recalled?
Well, in a way, maybe, I guess.
Well, we'll miss you, Tilly, honestly, and thank you very much for all your many, many, many traffic reports.
Well, I'll think about you when I'm there, and I'm in the sunshine and the Adriatic, you know.
Yeah.
I'll think about you working.
Tilly, where are you exactly this morning, traffic-wise?
I just got off to the Don Valley Parkway northbound,
yep.
And I'm sitting here like a duck.
Oh, no, you're just sitting there.
Watching the traffic actually going north, pretty jammed, actually both north and south.
Well, Tilly, thanks for calling. You take care. Have a great long weekend, and we'll talk to you in 7 weeks.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Bye-bye.
G'day. That's do-it-yourself traffic on the Key with Coop. It's 821.
Fact. People in Toronto demand the bottom line.